Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are here with Supreme McGriff. Supreme McGriff Jr. in the motherfucking house. Thank you for coming here on Private Talk. I know it's Miami style, so we're doing a little bit things different. It's not my normal setup. I appreciate you for coming, taking the time, and coming to chop it up with Miss Texas.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you.
You jerked off to me before.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You know, I'm always really impressed about the people that come because some people play it cool. Some people, you know, you have your own lane. You have your own thing that you're doing. You're an entrepreneur. You're doing fashion, music. You do all these kinds of stuff that... So it's cool to see things collide and how you collaborate, how people just talk as people. Because, you know, in the beginning, you've been here for quite some time.
Yeah,
We've been hanging out for a minute. We've been having some drinks so we can, you know, get this whole thing popping the right way, the Team Texas way. And you definitely played it cool.
Yeah, but I didn't make it a hot.
The thing is I also knew you didn't look at me in the eyes for quite some time. So that's always a one, like, giveaway that, you know, you're like, oh, should I?
No, you're lying. Should I not? She's lying. I looked in her eyes.
Because
when you don't look people in the eye, that means you're scared of them or intimidated. And I definitely looked at you. I made eye contact with you.
You did. To the point when you first met me, 1,010%. But as the conversations progressed, you could see where you were trying to, like, you know, the thoughts were bubbling, the things were coming out. You'll hear, like, how do you talk? Oh, no.
Negative.
Mean, you can take it how you receive it. So when was the last time you watched an Alexis Texas film? And be honest. I have this button. Normally it says, I want the truth. And I want the motherfucking truth.
I'm going to only give you the truth.
We appreciate that.
Maybe a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah, maybe like a year
ago. What was I doing? Can you describe?
He was bouncing on dick. That's what you was doing. And I think it was reverse cowgirl. It was reverse cowgirl.
That's a good one.
And that's like
that's my favorite one. Your
for
finisher
you.
Move?
For you, that's my favorite one, reverse cowgirl.
But do
I gotta
you like
see
that?
The ass.
It's the POV version for yourself when you're not actually fucking for those viewers out there that don't know what that's all about.
I'm a super ass guy. But as of late, I've been into titties more.
Okay.
But
you flipping sides.
Yeah, a little bit, but I've always been an ass guy. So me watching you do the reverse cowgirl, it's crazy.
Okay, I like that. I like that about
you. If y'all haven't seen her do reverse cowgirl, I advise
that
you
do. So you gave me a nickname. I mean, you've got like three names. You gave like three nicknames altogether. What can I call you? McGriff?
P2. They call
Junior
me P2.
P2? Why
yeah.
P2?
Preem Jr. I mean, second version of Preem. So
okay.
P2.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quicker. It's easier.
P2.
Because Supreme McGriff Jr. is mad.
It's like it's a mouthful. I smoke weed. I've been drinking tequila or, you know, having a whole
P2,
thing.
P2.
P2. Mm-hmm. All right, P2. So let's get into
it. Just shots right here?
My shot is right here. Okay. Shots
cheers.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tap shit when Texas.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So talk to me, Big Lexi.
P2. Let's get into it. So your dad is a big icon within the game. How did that feel? And did you ever feel that you were in the shadows of coming up and being behind that? And did you feel like you had to like kind of follow up behind what he was doing? Or how did you navigate into your own lanes of doing what you are doing now?
Well, when I first had started coming outside, I was trying to live up to his name.
Okay.
Like normally, like that's normal. Like your dad is celebrity.
I mean, he's iconic, in the game. And then he's done a lot of big things. So for sure, people will be like, oh, are you going to be just like your dad? Mm-hmm. Or how do you do things?
And then I'm a Virgo. So like, I initially started off like that, but when people started trying to force it on me, or that's what they expected, it kind of pissed me off.
Okay.
So I'm like, now I'm not going to...
And it pissed you off because you didn't feel like it belonged to you? Or did it piss you off because it was someone trying to put you in a box that, you know, that you weren't ready to be in?
The box thing, definitely.
Okay.
They were trying to put me in a box and like, nah, you can't put me in no box. I'm going to always do my own thing. I'm not never going to follow behind nobody. I mean, of course, I'm taking his legacy and I'm transcending it into another dimension, and I'm into fashion now. I'm taking the brand and changing it, but like I'm gonna do it my way, my own. Like I don't.
So does he support what you're doing? Do you have a good relationship with him now? Is he like, you know, a business partner in what you're doing, or is it completely separate sides?
I mean, I feel like that's my dad, so of course he's like a business partner. But you know, he's doing his thing. He's doing documentaries. He's putting together some movies. They're gonna make a movie on him. He has another documentary coming out. Nas actually just did a documentary on him last year. So, like, he's doing, like, he's one of those people, like, you do your thing and I'm going to do my thing. And then, you feel me? Like, yeah.
So, let's get a little of a scenario of, like, all of who you are. So, how old were you when he went away?
Five.
Mm-hmm. So, did you, you know, being around the life and being around, you know, what he is and what he, all that he is, was that intimidating? Did you think, like, oh, that's
they
just my
dad? They kept
me
away from that. They kept me away from
it. Okay, so you knew nothing.
I didn't know nothing about that till I was 13.
Wait, okay, so 13.
Yeah.
So, when you started to start develop those things, did you have resentment a little bit because he was doing things that took you away from being a father around you? And not that it was intentional, but, you know, there we do things for our kids to help us eat, help us get into better places.
I feel like the word resentful or resentment is, like, not the right word. I don't think I ever resented because I understood it. Like,
but even at those times, I think feelings are feelings and we should be allowed to do those things. And that's how we work through things. On the other side is because maybe at this big age you don't, but being at five and at whatever is like you feel sad or you feel upset or you feel that you're lacking of because you don't have this father figure, even though I'm sure he was still big presence, even, you know, being locked up or not.
Yeah.
But when you're
that young, like, I feel like the kids that are resentful towards their parents is because they wanted for shit. Can I curse on this?
Of course.
Yeah. Because they wanted shit they needed shit. It was a void. But I don't ever feel like I had a void. Like, my mother held it down. I was always in luxury cars. I went to the best schools. Like, I had the best clothes on. So it wasn't a void there. Like, of course, you know, I know my dad is not here, but it wasn't a void, though. You get what I'm saying?
Just
so,
the physical form was the void, but not the actual
aspect. Yeah, but not everything
because
else.
Because he's still a parent in your life.
Exactly.
Okay.
And my mother definitely was, too. Like, I was super spoiled. Okay. I'm the only kid. I'm the youngest grandkid.
I was
going
to say, are you the only child?
Yeah, so I was, like, super, super spoiled.
So you were
spoiled.
Protected. You were good.
Yeah, sheltered. I was sheltered.
And then having your dad being as big as an icon that he was, did his friends kind of pay homage and kind of like take the support of what that was?
Absolutely. So,
and who were some kind of those key players that kind of made you or molded you maybe into the man that you are today?
I was around a lot of his peers. A lot of his peers, they took to me like I was almost like their son in a way, because obviously when they see me, they just see him again and he's not here anymore. So, like, they're like, nah, we got to look out for him. So they used to come, they used to give me money, they used to take me to dinner. Like, I was eating at the 5-star restaurants as a teenager, like before
so
these things got popular now.
So did you appreciate what that meant at those things being at a young age? Or did you just think like, this is my lifestyle, this is what it was always, I was born into?
That's what it was.
Kind of thing?
I appreciate it, but then I was like, yeah,
this is
I got to accept this.
This is
lifestyle, yeah, because it's been this way forever.
So having that, like, again, I don't necessarily want to say silver spoon, right? But in a sense, it's like you have this length let out for you, this planned out for you and all these things. How did you obtain and still be able to keep that lifestyle that you're doing currently now? Because your dad, you're a grown man, your mom, and you know, your mom did well, she raised you well, whatever, but now it's like you put you off into the wild.
Yeah.
So how do you continue to maintain that lifestyle and that presence that your dad had to now making it your own, where you're P2 and they're not, you know, not necessarily not saying that your dad's not a part of who you are, because that's always who you are. But how did you step outside that light?
Well, I just feel like that's in my DNA. Like, me to be a go-getter, me to be ambitious, me to be a lion out here, like, that's just in my DNA. And I love fashion and I love music. So I said, I'm going to just take his name and get into every door that I can get into off his name. And I'm just going to take it to the next level. But I also, the endeavors that I'm doing now, I have a passion for that. So I feel like if you want to be special, you got to have a passion for what you're doing and you got to be hungry. And I'm both of those things. Like, I don't want to just come through the door and start at the top. Like, I don't mind working.
Doing the work.
Yeah, I don't mind putting in the work.
Okay.
Because that's a part of my journey.
So you're not spoiled in adult life. You're willing to work for what it is.
No, I'm still spoiled in adult life.
But because you earned it. But that's
yeah,
the thing.
Because I earned it, exactly.
So that's the thing. That's why it's like, how do you keep that maintained lifestyle, you know, and where you're like, you've had it before, where you're like, now I like that. But I want to keep what I'm doing and be hungry how I'm doing it.
Well, my dad actually is the reason why I'm like that. One of the reasons, because he tells me, like, yo, nobody doesn't owe you anything. Like, nobody's obligated.
So would you say that's the best advice you've ever gotten from your father?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And to
always... Nobody owes you nothing.
Nobody owes you shit.
Okay.
You gotta... You feel me? Just because you're my son, what the fuck that
so
means?
So how does that resonate to your core? Like, when someone tells you that and your dad's telling you maybe you're having a heart-to-heart, you have, like, do you speak weekly or
no,
daily?
No, I mean, he's in a prison right now where they're always on lockdown.
Okay.
Like, something's crazy is always happening.
So it's limited,
very limited. But
so when you're having that go to like heart to heart, because like everyone needs their dad, right? Yeah. Like you wanted to go to advice, you do those things.
He
like,
always drops gems.
What are some of those gems that you can hear share with us at private talk?
Just be leery of humans, because humans are always going to disappoint you. So don't put all your like faith or all your just don't put all your energy into people.
Okay.
Because they definitely going to disappoint you. And he also says, like, don't let it cost you anything. Like, if you know how somebody is, you got to just take it for what it is. Like, read the signs on the wall. Don't never avoid the signs on the wall, because the universe is going to show you who you're dealing with. It's up to you whether you deal with them or you don't deal with them, or how you deal with them. So he just I don't want to say I don't trust people, but...
But you're cautious of what people bring inside you. And that's the thing is for me is, like, no one... gave me anything. Mm-hmm. I've made everything that I've done myself. Mm-hmm. But from experience and time put in and doing whatever, because it's like you will never be able to walk the shoes your dad ever did.
Never.
It's because he's your dad, right?
Exactly.
And that's his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they embrace what you do and they want to like keep a legacy to a point where there is footprint sewed in,
mm-hmm.
that you can step upon,
mm-hmm.
and make it your own or do your own thing. And that's why it's like his experiences will never be your own, but taking the knowledge and taking it to your own accord is, I think, what's more powerful in it all.
Absolutely.
It's because it could go one ear in and out the other and never be attested to the time of who you really are as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really telling to the man that you are today, is taking those things and making them true fruition to what you're being successful at present day.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's the, you know, my biggest point was today in this interview was that, you know, I've heard stories about your dad, you know, I've been around people that were with your dad and those things, and they're all high up, you know, power things, and
yeah,
you know, stories that we would never even know, but it's like, oh damn, or whatever, you know what I mean, and respect.
Yeah.
But it's like we'll never be in those times with those people, so we can even appreciate, we say that with those things, but we're like, oh, but how can I do me? How can I make this thing your own thing? And I think that it's really telling just of your personality and who speaks of you as who you are.
Absolutely.
Of how you're showing up in the game now.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about where you are present day.
Mm-hmm.
You said you love fashion.
Definitely.
You're doing all that. You're an entrepreneur. What entrepreneurship things are you dabbling in now and kind of like really going full force?
Well, I started a podcast this year.
Okay.
So I had like a whole list of things.
What's your podcast called?
It's called Rich in the Hood.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started a when the year started, my New Year's resolution was to like do everything I had in my notes. Cause instead of me just writing in the journal, I just put it in my notes. It's easier. So I had like six things.
The new age kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Look.
I had six things written in my notes that I wanted to do this year.
Okay.
But I didn't think I was going to do all six.
But you did them.
I did five out of the six.
That's
and
great.
I launched the jackets.
Okay.
They're going crazy right now.
So
super viral.
What is is it a clothing line that you have, or is it just like one item pieces?
So
what is your clothing line?
It's a clothing line, but it's a collection.
Okay.
So I have hoodies, I have t-shirts, I have jackets, the hats, and some leather, because I put out a varsity jacket.
Okay.
But I have leather jackets and hats that's going to come out. That's going to be my next collection. So I don't really want to do like...
You're doing like limited edition type
limited
stuff.
Edition pieces.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. It's a collection. So,
yeah. What is it called?
It's Supreme Team.
Okay,
Team. That's the name of the brand.
Okay.
The Supreme Team brand. The real Supreme Team brand. And
is it called the real Supreme Team?
No, just Supreme Team.
Just
Supreme Team.
But
yeah.
It's just no fake shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
There's a lot of people
that I'm sure out there that try to do
bootleg
things or whatever.
My shit. Exactly.
But, say, so it's only Supreme Team, the only legit shit. So
exactly.
We started with the jackets.
No, we started with the shirts. Then we went to the hoodies.
Okay.
And now
the jacket's just a new piece.
The jacket's just a new piece that just came out last month.
So is there a website that we can go and get those?
The link is right in my bio.
Okay.
When you go to my Instagram, Supreme_McGriff. The link is right there.
Now, all of that generated from you being in fashion and you liking.
I'm going to tell you how it started, right? That too. But my dad was in the 80s. So he influenced a lot of rappers from that era on how to dress, because they was all looking up to him as far as with the fashion.
So he was that fly guy.
Exactly.
That's
so,
how he got your mama. Look.
Exactly. So, I pretty much took those aesthetic pictures from back in the days. Like, you know, everybody loves those nostalgic pictures and how they used to dress, like with the track suits or with the bomber jackets or with the fur coats. Like, I feel like the 70s and the 80s influenced fashion.
And it's also the time right now that's being rebirthed.
Exactly.
Because everything has time capsule, but then they also do it too. I think that with, you know, the newer generation of seeing things, you put your own flair on it, you put your own spice, you know, whatever. And I say it's just people like fly shit.
Exactly.
And I think there's only so many fly things that you can do without, in a sense, not duplicating, but mm-hmm. making it your own.
Yeah, and we are heavily influenced by the '80s and nineties in fashion. So you know, I had an idea. Me and my partner had an idea. Gutta, because Nas did a documentary on my dad last year, and the thumbnail or the picture for the documentary was them in the Supreme Team jackets.
Dope.
So me and my boy Gutta, we was like, yo, we should put them jackets back out, bro. And then we put them out. We did what we said we was going to do, and they're going crazy.
And they flew off the shelves.
They're going crazy right now.
Okay.
I got them in got one on Fat Joe.
I'm going to wait for mine. Don't worry.
You already told me the
last one got sent away.
No, I gave my last one to Rick Ross yesterday.
I mean, that's not a bad person to give it to. You know, I'm not gonna front, even though I wasn't there to, mm-hmm. you know, celebrate it all. But, you know, I'm going to be expecting mine because, you know, things popping.
And what's your favorite color? What's your two favorite colors?
I like green because it's about money.
Okay. And you got on green right now.
You know.
That's
the
me
money
with Dapper
team.
Dan right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the jackets.
And Dapper Dan is another person.
Is that just the color scheme for this?
Yeah, just
one?
For this collection. But the leather jackets I'm going to do, I'm going to have another color. I think I'm going to do the leather jackets black.
Okay.
Black.
Maybe we could collab, you know. I'm
that'd
into
be
this,
dope.
You know, fashion shit too. I know what I like and I know what looks good. And I mean,
Or you could be one of the models.
No, I like to have ownership. I need a piece of something.
Say less.
You know? So, okay, now going back, we're like the flip-flopping, right? Because mm-hmm. we want to, like, I think part of how you were brought up and raised into this game, too, is also speaks volumes of what it is.
I totally forgot about the Bel Air bottle.
We didn't have one, did we?
Oh, shit.
I mean,
Ross gonna be mad at me.
Y'all, Ross better, he gave us a case. He should have, it would have been right here, but you know.
I think they probably drunk them shits last night.
Ross, they really did.
Ross, they drunk all the Bel Air bottles that was in
they
here last
did
night,
drink,
bro.
Honestly, they did have a lot of bottles from the Tyson show and then coming in here and a lot
Let
of things were gone.
Question.
Oh, we're doing this. I'll give you one right now. What's up?
You like making eye contact with people when you're talking to them. I noticed that about you.
I do because I feel like it makes it more genuine. Does it make you nervous?
You love using... Do men get nervous around you?
1,010%.
Because I feel like you love using that word, nervous.
I don't love using it, but I think that it's under context of what is relevant and what's going on. And I think that most people
nervous.
Who are going to say something that don't... Like, eye contact, for me, it's like, I can't interview you and be like, so, guys, let me ask you a question. I just don't think it's as fluid as in more... Like, for me, this ain't here. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, we getting to know each other. That's,
more,
like, my whole...
More intimate or no?
Well, the whole reason why is, like, my podcast is called Primate Talk is it's a primate conversation. We don't know each other in the beginning, but at the end, we're going to be best friends because we're talking real shit. It's about... I mean, normally I have cards, whatever, but I felt like in this whole
organic
environment was more about getting to know you and how we have a conversation and we go back and forth because then it's more authentic than having staged questions.
But do you like making people nervous when you look at them?
I don't intend to make people nervous. I can't help that my eyes speak to your soul, and that just happens. So, you know, it is what it is, baby.
Yeah, you talk like a New Yorker. You got a lot of confidence.
Me.
Yeah, you got a lot of confidence. I like that.
And that's a bad thing? Never.
No, that's a great thing.
That's a great thing.
But you remind me of a New Yorker. I don't know.
Like I said, my family is from New York. They're from the Bronx.
I was raised. That says a lot.
The mentality of two Bronx individuals that were high school sweethearts that birthed a queen like me. And that's just how we do. So for me, I was raised in Texas, but Texas never really defined who I was. It was a great place to be raised and in a safe environment and getting to be my authentic self, but I knew I never fit in there. Like, I was just always destined to do other things, and that's why I moved my ass to LA.
Is that a true statement about Texas? I think
everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was like your catchphrase, right?
I mean,
at one point,
I took it and made it my own,
there
but everything is bigger in Texas. My ass is 45 inches around. Facts. So, you know, we do things big. And my other thing was go big or go home, and Miss Texas ain't never going home.
Talk your shit.
So I know you got a
talk
podcast.
Talk your shit, Big
Are
Lexi.
You asking?
My fault. I gotta get back to the interview. My bad, y'all.
Okay, so you said your jackets is your newest thing right now. Mm-hmm. What other endeavors are you dabbling in? You said you have an artist, or like what kind of things are you doing?
So I work with a lot of producers and artists. So okay. I just middleman a lot of stuff for them. So if I have a rapper that I met in California from me doing an interview in California and me just networking, I'll plug that artist with my...
So why do they trust your vision? Is it because...
they see how I move.
Okay.
And when you have... if you have one conversation with me, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to do.
You just... to know that you can plug and play whoever you need to be in those situations?
I'm a dot connector.
A dot connector.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Dot Connector. Maybe that's your nickname. Who knows?
DC?
For me, I'm always...
DC. I like DC.
I'm always short about sweet. Nicknames because I feel like it makes it more personal or whatever your story is. And
see,
it
I call you Big Lexi.
Things.
Big Lex.
Hey, you know? What I mean? But what makes me big? That makes booty, though?
Your mentality. Your mentality and the booty.
I like that.
Brains and booty. BB. Feel me?
I can't make that my agency, though. Brains and booty.
That's fire, though.
Yeah, but then that discriminates. You couldn't be the first man that's going to be represented if it's brains and booty.
Respect.
You know? Pause. So it's like, I gotta make it, you know, a universal neutral thing where it's like, we're all boss bitches. Men, I can't even say bitches.
Boys.
Because I respect. No, but you ain't a boy, you're a man. So it's like, you want to make certain things neutral for everyone that's inviting to things. So I'm still working
on
the name.
We'll work on a name.
I still like,
are we going to collaborate on a name or no?
We can. Okay. I mean, you know.
So we're going to be partners or I'm just going to be a talent?
See, that,
I'm just going to sound like talent agreement.
See, that's how you know he'd be talking to people that know shit. Like, oh, partnership, as I just tried to pull on him on the jackets.
I got that from you. You just told me everything partnership.
The jackets.
Yeah, everything's a partnership.
You know, maybe. We'll talk. We'll see. Maybe small percentages, you know. There's
I'm
big
cool
things popping.
I'm cool with any percentage.
At least you have like, you know, a little... Mm-hmm. On the wall, a little
there you
bit.
Go. Get my plaque on the
okay.
wall.
Okay, who was out of your dad's like influences of being around and like the people he was? Is somewhere that you mentor as well, or was it maybe a mentor to you, or that you probably look up to, or even still maybe speak to today?
Okay. Well, it's this guy named Black Hand Chaz.
Okay.
Who was one of my father's closest friends from Queens, and he's also a legend in the game.
Okay.
He definitely mentored me a lot growing up. And from afar, I would say Jay-Z, because Jay-Z and my dad had a relationship too. But from afar, I definitely like emulate a lot of the stuff that I see Jay-Z do and like how he move and like his mannerisms and like, you know, like definitely Hov. Definitely. That's one of the people I look up to as far as like his business acumen and everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that when your dad got locked up that's stop fucking with y'all in general, or like basically like everybody was just loyal?
Shockingly.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I get a lot of love.
Okay. Because your dad's turned a lot of things, inadvertently if not, or people knowing what it was. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you always wonder is it really the code of like, you see the movies and all these, you know, even documentaries now, it's like, does it really portray where it's like, you're really taken care of in certain situations?
I mean,
or is it the knowledge of, and just being around those people that is you're taken care of? Cause that's knowledge is power as well.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't really, like I told you earlier, I don't feel like I ever wanted for nothing. Like my mother was like,
but
my mother got a good job.
That being a kid at those times too, sometimes they just, they pay homage to your father that want to show you more because your dad's not physically there.
That too.
You know, so
it's like,
because I think like every man needs to have a father figure of sorts present or even, you know, emotionally and those things to like kind of go to. Because your mom, as much as a boss as she is, there's only so many things that you can do that we just don't know have the insight to give that a man could provide in those natures.
You ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child?
1,010%.
And I feel like that was the instance with me. Like, okay. I feel like I had a lot of role models, you know, growing up as I got older, definitely. And then when my uncle came home from jail, that's really when I started, like, meeting more of my dad's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I feel like once my uncle came home and he was bringing me around everybody, like, that made
they knew.
More, yeah, okay. yeah. It was definitely.
Because that's the thing, now you're also an adult, you're not a kid, you're more in those situations, so it's kind of bringing you into, like,
definitely
that kind of thing. Did you ever feel like you missed out because your dad not being there in that sense of being older and then having it from your, like, in a sense, uncle?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Because I feel like whatever was meant for you in life is going to be for you. So if it was in the cards for me not to have a dad growing up and to go through what I went through, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people that'd be like, damn, what if? Or hypothetically, nah, I'm good with how everything turned out.
But I like that.
Yeah.
So, okay, we talked about the business part of that. Mm-hmm. So now, also, with business comes pleasure. So there was a lot of ladies, a lot of where that was at a time where they kind of, you know, murdering and all those things made music for the ladies.
You're really funny.
And why am I funny? Because I know shit.
No, you're funny as hell. Yeah, exactly. I didn't expect you to know this much in detail, but yeah, I love it.
I know everything. You know, you may know people, but I know people too. So
I love it.
That it is.
Private talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's a private conversation between friends, but now we homies. So with murdering going in, you're doing like R&B music, really at that time, 2000s was like for the ladies. Mm-hmm. It was like there was so much other shit going on, whatever, but they really brought it too. So they were fucking mad bitches. They were doing things. So
allegedly, I didn't. That's her talking, y'all. Allegedly,
hey, I'm just saying about the times. I ain't pinpointing anybody, okay, but I'm just saying the genre of that time and that music, whatever, it opened up a lot of things for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So within that field of things too, how promiscuous of a man are you? Have you been one of those people that just engulf in that whole world too, where it's like pussy just comes to you? Is it one of those things where it's like, you maybe tried harder, because I don't think men needed to try whatever, but it's like being who you are. Like, did that have any effect on how your pussy rate?
Yeah, definitely. Me being who I am definitely has an effect.
So pussy's been thrown at you a lot.
Absolutely.
Has anybody ever been like, have they fucked your dad and they want to fuck you too?
Definitely.
Have you done it?
Yes.
Have they said any reviews? Like a Yelp review, Uber review, five stars, baby.
You know, I haven't been compared to my dad. I think that's kind of weird. But
I mean, for you, but if the bitch who's fucking you and your dad at that one point, I mean, there has to be like, oh, baby, you were better than your dad. Or, oh, it's bigger than who knows?
I like.
Listen, yo,
that's the Casamigos talking, but
It's really not.
That's you base level?
I thought those questions prior to, but the Casamigos maybe brought it out just at this moment. But there's segues in everything I do.
Well, now if I did it, I think it'd be funny because I have my dad tattooed on my hand. So they kind of like...
Would you say kiss him right now?
Yeah, I definitely tell him that.
Kiss the kid.
Yeah, exactly. But, nah, I never got compared to my dad or anything like that.
But how
like,
many? Okay.
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it weird to you when they approached you at first?
I was younger, so it was like exciting to me. I was like 18, 19, and they was in a like late.
See, I would think younger would almost make me intimidated.
I don't get intimidated.
But never. So I don't know. Like for me, even like being Alexis, Texas, right? Like there are certain times, not that I'm in, maybe intimidated isn't the right word, but you questioning some things. Like for me, it's like the first time
like,
I
what's
hear
the motive?
That and the second part is like, it's just more of like.
Are you an overthinker?
1,000%.
That's why you. That's why you're saying that.
1,000. That's what I'm saying. Me being Alexis, Texas, I'm a highly sexual person. I love sex. I love everything about it. I love people who are in tune to what they really know and want. It may not be for me, but for you know, for them, the fact that you could be openly explicit about what you want,
yeah,
is a turn on.
Absolutely.
Now, doesn't mean that I'm going to pop it a pussy's fucking handstand type situation every fucking time. But if it gets there, maybe. But
yeah.
With all of that saying is most times people who say, oh, I'm such a big fan of you, I know it's not going to go well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm an overthinker, but now you're in your head.
Yeah.
Because now you're thinking about all the dicks that I fucked. Are you adequate? Are you this, that, whatever?
Well, that's men with low self-esteem, though.
True, but this is also the female part of me. But for you being the man, right, is like you don't have the same worries. And not that I have worry about them, but I almost feel bad for them because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to sit here where you're jerking your dick off and you can't even get hard. Tragic.
Yeah.
So for you
sound
in
like
this situation, 1,010% is why I'm giving you the scenario.
Got
porn sets. It's happened in my regular life. A lot of things.
Yeah.
But you being the man, right, because now you're the one who has to get hard. You got to like. Go time is go time if we're not erect.
I like foreplay, though. Like,
okay,
like,
but even with foreplay, you have to be hard or into it.
Yeah, but I feel like foreplay is like, okay, hypothetically speaking, if this was me and you in a situation, right, and I'm somebody that grew up watching you and shit like that, like, the way for me to relax myself, that way we won't have any technical difficulties, is definitely Casamigos, have a nice little drink, just get relaxed. Mm. I feel like when people be in their head too much, the remedy to that is just relaxing.
to a point, but then some people get too relaxed and they can't perform. I've had people who are like, they either took substances. Like at one time I was in a situation where they felt like, which I thought was a horrible situation. They took ecstasy thinking that it'd be great. Horrible situation. I don't do those that drug at all. I'm never a weed smoker. I have, but that's not my recreational where if I'm going to like hang out with someone for the first time, I'm like, let's pop some. Not my thing.
Yeah.
So it was horrible. Horrible. So for me, it's like, that's a them problem, right? It's not a me thing because I know what is my situation, but I don't have to perform in a sense like you do. So when you have these ladies coming at you and you're like, in like, if they're saying it's about your dad or they're like, oh, I just like those jackets or you're just sexy or you're handsome or whatever.
I think it's that, the last one you said, it's not so much about my dad and other stuff. It's just,
but I'm just saying, yeah. I'm saying the plethora of what conversations could come at you at those times. Like, so the things that we've talked about this, you
that's
know, conversation.
It's a turn off.
Okay, but you don't think it's a turn on me like, oh, I love all your C's. That's not making my pussy wet. It's making my pussy dry, actually.
Yeah, I think
because
that's
weirdo
shit.
You know in your head that you can't fuck me like those dudes on the camera, or you allegedly think that. So then they take themselves out of the game, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be horrible. I give it a chance. I have twice, but not anymore. Third time, out of here.
Got you.
So does any of those situations ever happen to where, like, or you're just always ready to go? You're horny. Ready.
I'm always, my libido is ridiculous.
So what's the craziest sex story you've ever had?
I fucked a girl with
one arm. One arm? What does that mean?
Like, she had a no.
Oh, she did. I thought you.
Like,
I was like,
no,
what
no,
is
no. No, she had, like, she got into a car accident.
Okay.
And she, like, this is off. So she had, like, a nub.
Did she use it in inappropriate ways?
No, but, like.
Did she stick it anywhere?
No.
I'm asking. No wet nubs.
Nah, she ain't stick her nub nowhere, but. So, okay, I had sex with a girl that had...
I would try it after a while. I mean,
where would you stick your nub at, though?
In my own pussy, if maybe.
Nah.
If you had, why not? It would be the same thing as fingering yourself, but it's you're using what you have, your limbs, right?
Nah. Another crazy thing, of course, I had movie theater sex, fucked the girl in Times Square and the McDonald's bathroom before. Car sex is regular to me. People be if.
Have
if
you ever had sex in an airplane?
No, I haven't.
That's on your list.
Definitely. What's that? The Mile High Club.
It is Mile High Club.
Yeah, I got a. You said you were part of it.
I am.
On a PJ or on a regular plane?
Regular plane.
Regular commercial
Southwest,
plane.
Southwest, from Miami to LA.
That's dope. How was it?
It was
there turbulence? Any turbulence?
There was no turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
It was a night flight. It was a side spoon situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through, I was just like, oh, the lady kept walking through. So I was like, I'm just getting a little nervous. So I stopped.
Y'all did it in the aisle?
No, we were in the seat. No, we were in the seat.
Yeah, in the aisle. That's what I mean, in the seats.
But the aisle is the aisle.
Okay,
the seat.
Y'all did it in the row.
Yeah, in the row.
And it was just y'all two in that row?
Yeah.
That's dope.
So I did a little like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a blanket. And I was, you know, and then we were fucking... And then I was like, oh, the lady kept walking through, but she couldn't know, but I didn't know if she didn't know. And I was like, oh, this is a federal offense because we're on a plane.
Is it a federal offense?
Anything you do, I think, on an airplane.
I think it's a fine. I don't think.
But we're naked fucking. I'm sure there's a lot of things that they could, like, a U.S.
Maybe.
I don't know. You can look into it. I'm not trying to get those charged.
Yeah, I feel like
So I was like, so I stopped, and then he was like, well, I'm going to finish. And I was like, well, do you. So he jerked off on the pillow and then called it a day.
Oh, gosh. What the fuck?
I guess I gave him blue... I didn't want to give him blue
balls.
That's
what I was about to say. That's probably what that was about to be. That's why he finished.
Blue lips are a situation.
Where did he finish at?
In the pillow. Watch out for those pillows.
That was a wasted... I feel like that was a wasted moment.
Where was he supposed to come?
In you.
Fuck, no.
Not in you, but on you, though. Not on you?
No, thank you.
Why you don't want babies?
From the man that was fucking in the Southwest.
But you do want
airplane?
Babies in general, though.
Possibly, maybe one day if the situation's correct, but not on a Southwest airplane. Like, how are you made? No, I'm not.
I think that's a dope story to tell your kids, though. You
no,
was made
sir.
In
no,
the,
absolutely
in the,
not. Miss Texas does not condone that message.
Oh. I don't
you better pull the fuck out or fucking do something about yourself.
Heard
you. You better testify what you're doing. All right, so now since we're going into, like, the little more sexier questions, whatever, we're going to play my favorite part of my episode.
This is your favorite part? It's going to be my favorite part.
Truth with Texas.
Okay.
Truth or Texas is a little bit more riskier, a little bit more different questions that we're already getting to know you a little bit more intimately. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're warmed up, primed, right?
Let's go.
That sounds real sexual.
So it's like a yes or no type of thing, or?
I mean, you take it as it. We're going to ask you some questions.
Say less.
So it's romantic, kinky, naughty, mm-hmm. and spicy.
I think that's the genre of questions.
Yes. Okay, so there's four types of questions.
I get to pick which ones?
I'm going to go through all of them. I'm going to go a couple, 3 to 4 questions in each category. Get to know you a little bit more better. And then after all of that, since you've given me all of that, I'll let you ask Miss Texas 2 questions because I feel like you had multiple questions. And normally I only give one, but I'm going to give you 2.
You speak in third person a lot.
That's what the brand's like. All right, we're going to start with naughty.
Okay, let's get it.
All right, naughty questions. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest turn off? What is something that a girl can do that just makes your dick completely naughty?
And talk too much. If you talk too much.
Talk too much during sex or talk too much in general?
In general.
And then you hate me because I talk a lot.
Yeah, when you're talking during sex, it's fire. Like, I want you to talk nasty.
But talking in general,
like
too much.
No, I like having conversations.
Okay.
But when you just, I like, shut the fuck up. No man wants to hear no woman talk like that. Like, it's a turn off.
So you're speaking for all men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Turn off.
Yeah.
Let's see. Doggy or missionary? You got to pick one.
Doggy.
Okay.
Doggy. Damn.
Does booty size matter? If you're as a girl and you were like, you know, vibing or whatever, does the ass size matter if she was flat booty altogether? Could you still get it done? Or will you just be like, nah? I mean, you know, you said you're a titty man right now.
Nah, I don't think the ass size matter.
Okay.
It helps. It's always a plus.
Okay. So it's extra points in the beginning, but not a
deterrent. It don't matter because skinny girls, like, I feel like me personally, well, then I can't say that because fat girls get wet too. But skinny girls.
All pussy gets wet. If you treat it right.
Yeah, but it's different type. It's different levels to wet.
The same way we talked about pregnant pussy.
Yeah, that's true.
All pussies are going to get wet and you give it the right attention and love.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But nah, ass size don't matter though.
Doesn't matter? Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, this is a going question that I realize I have a lot of man friends. So we're having a conversation or whatever. Obviously, they ask me a lot of sexual questions and I didn't even know this was a really thing. But have you ever faked an orgasm?
No, never.
You never fake came and it was like, oh,
matter of fact,
great.
And just to get rid of her, like, and then be over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
See, that's a thing. And I did not understand how that even happens.
You know what it is? Okay, so if I'm wearing a condom and I do 94% of the time,
94, not 95, we got 94.
Yeah, like 94%
of
the time.
Were you born in 94? What the?
But okay, so if I'm having sex with a girl and I have condom, I'm having condom sex.
Okay.
And you can't really nut in condoms like that.
So you've never came in a condom?
No, I have. Okay. But it takes a long time.
Okay.
And if I'm just
her pussy was still good, but you were just like, you
can
weren't
you really
gonna
tell
go.
If pussy good if you got a condom on though?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a dick, so I don't really know.
My personal experience, you can't really like if you.
So you're one of those.
No. Just because you nut don't mean that the pussy was good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
True.
So like you could.
But
just,
you can't feel from one condom to the next in different pussies. If you had 5 pussies lined up and they were all condom sex, you wouldn't be able to tell which pussy was better than the other.
No.
No. Mm-mm. So you just think there's just.
Oral sex is better. Can we agree on that?
I'm not denying that, but I'm also a porn star, but I also don't have a dick, so I don't know.
Is it better
if
for
I
you?
Were to stick, like for me, if I were to stick my dick that I don't have, hypothetically, into 5 different things, right? And I had a condom, it was the same variable. I feel like I would be able to tell the difference between one, they're not going to all feel the same.
No, impossible.
I don't know. I wish I had a dick for a day so I could really make these decisions and have those answers a correct answer because I don't. Just because you fuck a lot doesn't mean that you're good at fucking either.
That's true.
So, you know what I mean?
True.
So it's like, but if I'm putting my dick in something that's a different type of hole, you're either a big hole, a small hole, a tight hole, a wet hole, a non-hole.
I don't want to keep imagining you with a, like, let's cut that out.
Imagine me in what? You could go online right now and watch me get fucked by millions of people. Not millions of people.
No, I don't want to think about you having a dick, though.
Oh, no, but hypothetically, why for me to, like, talk about making a
How do you feel, though, as a female? Is it better with condoms on or raw?
Well, I'm a horny bitch, so I'm going to say raw all the time.
Exactly. So but, then if it's best for you.
I've also had condom sex that's still great. I just can't be greedy about what I'm doing.
Nah,
my psychological about what like turns me on is way different than what you.
So what turns you on?
A lot of different things. I
give me two or three.
But see, my okay, again, I'm such a sexual person that I could watch regular TV and masturbate, and not that anything turns me on. It's just I know what turns me on. So I'm just bored, so I'm fucking myself, not because I need something.
So you're a real
110%
horny motherfucker.
1,000. I should have been a man, and I'm a Puerto Rican, and I have a sex drive like a man.
So the news makes you horny.
No, I don't watch the news because that's depressing in general.
Gotcha. Would you be able to play with yourself if you were depressed?
I'm sure I've done it. I've been depressed in my life. So, yeah, definitely going to. I think that it heightens my...
Orgasms?
No, and it heightens my happiness.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a little dose of oxytocin. Of whatever.
Gotcha.
All right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Spicy questions.
Mm-hmm.
How many partners have you had? If you could round it off in your lifetime.
Probably over 1,000.
Over 1,000?
Yeah.
How old are you?
28.
28. And when did you start fucking?
Probably like 16.
16. 1,000. I think you have me beat.
How soon I have you beat?
Because porn stars, we all fuck the same people. There's about 20 fucking porn people, and I've done over 500 movies, but there are about 12 people that I've fucked.
Ever?
Well, not ever, but in porn. But I've been in porn for over 20 years, so I don't really fuck that much off camera.
You don't?
I've been married, divorced, happily.
Happily divorced.
Yes.
That's the first time I heard that one.
Happily divorced.
Got you.
I'm a long-term, I usually have relationships, and then, I mean, I haven't been in a relationship in over 3, maybe 4 years, mm-hmm. but, yeah, I don't fuck a lot off camera.
Yeah, about 1,000. I would say 1,000 for me, though.
I feel like I did this number. Trish, what was my number when we did? Was it a? I feel like I lied. I don't think I lied intentionally, but I was well talking about all together. I think I said 100, but I think that number is low.
You think you lowballed yourself?
I think I did.
We just gonna say 150 just to be on the safe side.
No, like I probably like. I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to make myself cooler, but 500 men sounds more like it doesn't even sound like attainable from the. Porn people. So let's say maybe two. From
200.
I started when I was 16
mm-hmm.
to I'm 38 now.
Okay.
I don't really know what that says about me, if that makes better or worse. But
we got to do the math
like
on
my,
it.
I know. I'm like the math. It's just, for me, I was just more into for at least 10, 12 years. I worked 5 days a week. So when you're fucking that much, like you're like sex is, this is a different part. Like, I'm a sexual athlete, so I'm giving you guys what you need.
Got you.
What was I getting?
Got you.
I did come every time, though. You're welcome.
Every scene?
1,000. If I wasn't getting mine, you're not getting yours. And then we're always going to get mine. What would you say is your best move in the bedroom?
My best move?
Yeah, what's your, like, when it's like fatality?
Okay.
What's going to be the end game?
When I'm doing missionary, standing up off the bed though,
so she's hanging off her booty cheeks.
I'm pulling her to the end of the bed.
Okay,
and I'm standing up, and like that's my finishing move because I can.
Are you coming inside her, coming all over her, making her eat it? What are we doing?
I like pulling out and making them eat it.
Okay,
but
on their knees or where they're at?
Wherever they're at.
Okay,
or wherever I can get to quick enough.
Could you shoot it in her face?
I've done that a lot.
Have you came in any girls' eyes?
Yes, on their lashes. Yeah,
on purpose.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. It's like having babies go in your eyes. It does not feel great.
That's my finishing move, though. That's my
in
most...
In your eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sir. We could never have sex. You killed us.
Oh. Well, then I take that back.
You come in people's eyes? That's
no,
worse.
I heard that. That's not like...
You said that's your finishing move. I come in their eyelashes.
No, I was saying my...
Fighting
no,
someone.
I was saying
I'm
my...
I'm going to be like, you fucking
no,
do.
No, I'm saying my... I can pay for the lashes, though. But
I don't give a fuck. They could rip these off. I don't got those extensions.
No, my finishing move is off the end of the bed. Missionary, standing up. That's
okay,
my finishing move.
Okay, you're going to take back your coming situation.
Yeah, I'm taking that back.
All right, kinky questions.
Go ahead, let's get it.
Favorite time of day to have sex? Are you nighttime, morning time, middle day, anytime?
I love all of them.
Okay, all
but
of them.
But I think...
What are you the most horniest, though?
I was about to say, I think I'm more hard in the morning.
Okay.
Like, I'm always hard. Always hard. Never had the issue with that. But in the morning, though, that wood in the morning is just different.
Different.
So as soon as the sun come up, I'm like
ready.
The hardest.
Rock hard and ready to go, so baby.
I would say morning.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Have you ever been caught masturbating?
Yep.
Did you keep going or did you stop?
Absolutely.
I'm not fucking. Did you make them join in?
No.
Or you were like, baby, I need, this is me time.
Yeah, like, you
can. Was it to an Alexis Texas scene?
No.
Nah, fuck you.
No.
See, the phone didn't like that either. It dropped on that ass.
Yeah, I definitely got caught jerking on before.
What type of porn turns you on? You said that you've been an avid porn person. You said that you've been talking to Adam 22 about being a porn person over here. What is your...
I've been watching porn since I was like 6, 7.
Oh.
Like, we used to go...
Nobody was watching your internet time, huh?
Yo, we used to go... on family vacations and like being hotels, and when everybody left,
did they give you an iPad and they're like,
no,
here.
Listen, this is before iPads. When I was 7 years old,
okay,
and we went on a family trip, everybody left the hotel, and I would be in a hotel room ordering the porn on the whenever you could order it on pay per view. Yo, I've been a pervert.
Your mom got mad at you? She knows.
Listen, they thought it was somebody else ordering it. They didn't know it was me. They found out it was me when. Like 5 years later when I was at somebody's house and I went to their basement, I was doing it on the computer. They was like, oh, this whole time it was you, you fucking creep.
You bamboozled them.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your porn search history? What kind of porn?
BBW Latinas.
Okay.
Pogs, of course. Pogs. I love Pogs. Blacked. I watch Blacked a lot.
You have a membership.
No, I don't have membership. No, I just go on Pornhub X videos.
Oh, you a free motherfucker. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not paying for no OnlyFans, none of that. Why would I do that?
You're not supporting my cause. People like me, we want those things. If you were a music person and they were stealing your music, you'd be pissed, right? Yes or no?
No.
Don't
because
you fucking
as long as it's
lie.
Getting out there, what the fuck?
No. Where are you getting your residuals?
It's not.
You're a businessman. You better stop playing with Miss Texas.
Okay, but listen, when I did my jackets, I made 13 to give away. To celebrities.
Okay, so what if there was 13 bootleg ones? You'd be upset?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
You can't count every dollar.
You can't count every dollar, but every fucking free view, it's a lot.
Are your videos on Pornhub?
Unfortunately.
Well, why would I pay for that if I can get you for free?
Yeah, I would never fucking ever in life. This is horrible conversation.
I gotta be...
You can't support a cause?
No, I was
You can't support...
Now that we're friends?
You can't
listen,
support...
Hold on.
Oh, this, now the script has
not,
flipped.
No, it's not
Texas.
Flipped. Now that we're friends, I met you in person, we cool now, I will support your OnlyFans.
But see, for me, I think it's the opposite. Once I'm your friend and I know that, I can't watch you fuck.
Nah. So then how you gonna support me then?
Your jacket. Your fucking clothing. You ain't...
You tried to answer that quick like you on...
But you're not a porn star yet. You want to be, right? And we're talking about you.
No, I want to be a porn director.
Okay, I said I would sign you to Texas Row. You know what I mean? I'm not still filling out the name. I'm not sure if that's
okay. Okay.
But it's about you being a creative. You being whatever it is. Nobody likes their shit stolen, whatever. They say.
So it shouldn't be on Pornhub then. That's not my fault.
It's not that I can control that.
And
it's
I can't
anybody.
Control it. I'm getting it for free.
Okay, so when I bootleg, I'm going to have a bootleg situation for your
shit. You're
going to
make bootleg
general.
Supreme jackets?
Yes, I am. Watch it. Watch
that's gonna
it. Coming live.
That's going to help me with my promotion.
2.0.
It's all promotion. But my favorite porn, like when I go.
Are you watching midgets?
No.
Have you ever watched midget porn?
No. But I do want to fuck a midget, though.
I do, too. One time. Just to say I did it to see what it would
Can
be
I
like.
Can I direct that scene? If you ever fuck a midget, let me
I wouldn't
direct
do it on camera. I would do it in my personal life.
Okay.
And then if I liked it that much, then maybe I would bring it to the audience. But, you know, every time I fuck shouldn't be on camera, right? So I got to have my own things. I got to have
personal.
My own lick back.
You got to have your private talk.
I got to have a private something.
Exactly. But, yeah, I like BBW Latinas. I like Pogs. I like backroom casting couch. Like, I like when they act like they don't know what's going on and they coming up for a rap video.
Okay.
I like bang bus. I like when they fuck them and kick. What's going on with the tire? Go see with the tire and they pull off.
Oh, okay. Like, now I know where to put you in the category genres of things. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should direct your first scene and then I can show you how a real legend does it.
I want to be the director, though.
Yeah.
Can we co-direct?
But I can co-direct you, but you're going to have to be the talent.
All right, we can do that.
So then I'll
if
let
that's
you.
That's the only way I can get you to do that. We can do it.
Yeah. We can have a co-producer.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
I'll let it happen.
Got you.
Just because we're friends.
Got you. Gemini Virgo connection.
All right. Romantic questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yeah.
What was the most romantic thing you've done for a partner or a girl you liked?
Open up the door for them.
Oh,
get
my
in the car.
God. That's the most romantic thing
men
you've done?
Men don't do that now.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the most romantic thing you do. That is a romantic thing.
I feel like flowers is cliche for me to say.
That's
like,
cliche.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you could like plan a day. You could plan a like.
That's cliche. Everybody does that.
No, they do not. This is the problem. This is the problem with 20-something-year-old men. They think everyone just does that.
No, I plan dates, but I'm saying I didn't want to say that as the most.
But that could be a romantic thing. If you're romantic, that means maybe you just take the time and you listen to what your partner needs and you're like knowing all her stuff.
See,
like,
I'm not doing all that listening. I don't hear what I'm talking.
You are bad at listening.
No, I give great advice. Everybody tells me I give the best advice.
That's not the same thing as listening.
I have to listen to give you. I have to listen to your situation to give you advice.
What about your own?
I have to listen to your situation.
You need a lot of work.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Just come to Miss Texas. You're not wrong, right? Because you give good advice. But if you can't listen to the person that you're with, then you shouldn't be fucking with that person in the first place.
That's not true. What if they always have a problem?
Then you shouldn't be with that person if they always have a problem. You should be looking for people that like uplift you, that are encouraging, that give you good energy, that are you want to listen to them, not where you're like, please shut the fuck up. Because if someone said that to me, oh, we're fighting and we're not being together.
But every woman talks too much. That's a bad trait that all women have. They talk too much.
Maybe the women you've been around, but you can't say rope us all into all. It could be all men are fucking misogynist fucking pigs.
No, that you can mean that's true. No, you can generalize statements.
Maybe
all men are misogynistic pigs.
No, maybe
they might just not tell you or they might not show it, but they are.
I don't know.
That's like saying you can't generalize saying that every man is horny, and I feel like they are.
Not all.
So you don't believe in stereotypes?
No, I do not.
I do.
I don't because I have been in a field where people stereotype me, and I am a porn star, yes. Do I like sex? Yes. Call me a whore what you want. Doesn't bother fucking me at all. But there is different sides of me, of my sexuality that I like, that I express, and how I am in my personal life and I am in my business life. So it's different variations of the person that you get. Now, each person brings out different unique things out in people that I may not be, say, hypothetically, if we're together.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't do certain things because that just doesn't get me off or I don't need to, like, whatever. Or maybe, whatever the situation, it's just every person is different.
What's your preference for porn? If you're watching porn, what do you type in? What's your search?
I watch porn.
If you did, what would be your searches, though?
I don't watch porn. I just do it. But if I had to watch
So you don't masturbate?
I do, but I don't, again, I could watch the news. I don't have to watch
it.
But for me, again, it's more about experiences. I have a Pandora's box of, there are certain key moments where I've been fucked amazing in my life.
And you just think about that.
And I go to those moments. And so that's where I was like, when I say the TV's on, it's not because I'm watching the TV.
You're just having a flashback. In
my mind, I have a perverted mind so I can get myself off regardless of where I'm at.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Love that.
But yeah, so it's just, I'm just a freak. Okay. Favorite song if you, we're going to lay it down. Do you play any kind of soundtrack in the back?
Oh, this might not be a popular thing to say right now, but I got to keep it a buck. I listen to R. Kelly when I'm...
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a particular one?
I just put them on shuffle.
Okay.
Yeah, R. Kelly or Trey Songz or like Pause. I don't know why. Is that Pause that I'm saying men that I listen to?
No, because it's about a type of music that is getting you when you're in the mood for your sexual playlist.
Yeah, I turn on my boy R. Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last two questions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do kinky. Bondage, yes or no? Have you tapped into the bondage world?
I've never done it, but I'm open to it. Okay. I'm not one of those people that'll be closed off to any new experience. Like, I want to try everything.
So if a lady brought you down and she's like, this is my dungeon, like, I want you to, like, tie me up, do whatever, you would be like,
yeah,
into
it. I'm with it.
Okay.
I'm not a party pooper. I'm with everything.
What is the craze, or is there a craziest thing a partner has ever asked you to do that you declined?
I don't think I've ever declined a crazy request.
Okay, was there a crazy request that you were like, you tried?
Yeah, I let a girl pee on me before.
Did it do anything for you? Where'd she pee?
In
your mouth, on your dick, like, on your what?
Everything.
Peed
like
all over
my,
you.
Like my torso, my dick, everything. Like,
okay.
Yeah, but nah.
Did you pee back on her?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that do something for you?
I peed on her in the shower, though. We was in the shower, and she was like, yo, just pee on me. And I just peed on her in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirty talk, yes or no?
Love it. It has to be a yes. You can't just be sitting there not saying anything.
Could you give us an example of your dirty talk?
Well, when I'm having sex with white girls, like, I want them to call me a nigga.
Okay. So that's your fetish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dominant or submissive?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Majority
so
of the time.
So if somebody like wanted to handcuff you and do some shit to you, you would allow it?
I'm with it.
Okay.
But
so you freaky. You're down for whatever. As long as within your limits
I'm
of whatever. Because I'm sure, what are some of your boundaries that you're completely off? No.
I don't have, it's no.
So if someone's eating your ass, you're for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All down. Are you eating ass?
Yeah.
Into
That's
it.
A part of sex. Getting your ass, eating ass is a part of sex.
I'm not mad at that, but some men are like very questionable about it.
I feel like the men, yeah, that's because they probably like insecure about their sexuality. I know I'm like,
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's insecure about sexuality. I think it's also insecure about society's opinion of what it is.
I don't
for
care
me,
about
it's
what
like
society think about me.
Sex is sex, and if you like it, then if we're all for it, then let's do
If a
do
girl
it.
Wanna eat my ass, I'm with it. Eat my ass. I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever been to a swingers club?
No. But would, I have been would. Invited, though, a couple times.
Okay.
I just didn't have the person to go with me.
Okay. So that's the last of Truth with Texas. Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to know each other a little bit more intimately. We
Absolutely.
Had some wild questions. I let you insert some questions. Mm-hmm. But now is your final two. You got two questions asked, Miss Texas, before we get out of here. What are those questions?
Two questions. Was there ever a time where you felt uncomfortable on set?
1,010%.
And what did you do when you was uncomfortable? Did you?
I went to the bathroom. I called my agent and I said that I wasn't okay with what was going on. And they told me to don't talk to anybody, get my stuff and go into my car and leave. And then I did. And then that was it.
Another question is, have you ever thrown up on a dick before? Give a head.
I have never thrown up on a dick before. I almost, but I swallowed. If whatever
Swallowed
was going,
your own throw up.
100%. I wasn't going to throw up on someone that's just not cute to anybody. So it definitely swallowed something down. You know, just make it happen. But yeah, I'm a professional all times. Even when I'm having sex in my personal life, there's a certain things like I'm a big about hygiene and certain things as well. So if someone threw up on me or did something, I would feel that type of way. So no one's going to ever tell, hey, Alexis Texas threw up on me.
You
got to
give me one more question because it just came to my mind.
Okay,
last question.
Fine.
Do you like head more or you like getting fucked more? Giving head.
I was like, which such to the word?
Yeah, giving head. Do you like giving
when
head
I
more?
Give head, I my pussy gets wet. I do enjoy, I'm a pleaser, so I like my man to be pleased. And so, what if I had between the two, I'm getting fucked. I can't just please you and I don't get pleased because I'm so turned on that I need something to finish me.
Yeah.
But I will definitely start that way. And
do you moan when you give head?
That's another question, but
it was all encompassing.
For me, again, you watch my scenes, you know I fucking moan, you know I do fucking things, you know I twerk at the same fucking time. So that's what Miss Texas does. I hope you guys have loved this interview. I've had a fun time getting to know.
Private talk.
My love. Please plug everything that you have that we can support you.
Absolutely. So yeah, just go to my Instagram, Supreme_McGriff. Everything's there. Links in the bio. You can, just go to my Instagram. Everything's there. That's the only thing I want to plug. Shout out everybody that loves life.
Supreme McGriff, I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you taking the time again to talk to Miss Texas. And I hope you're ready for the twerk contest.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready
for that.
My
judge, number one judge over here.
Let's
I don't
go.
Let a lot of people judge, but I think he's got it in him. We're going to find
out. Shout out Ross, too, by the way. I'm in Miami. Got a shout out with Ross, man.
All right, Private Talk. Thank you so much. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and until we meet again.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.